You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, finally, Lent, Holy Week, and Easter season, very long period of time, is really over with. It really was over with last week, but we've got a few more feasts we have to deal with. Can't quite get out, can't quite get into that green quite yet. Today, we celebrate the Holy Trinity. Why? Obviously, because last week we celebrated Pentecost. So now, one God, three persons, three distinct kind of ways that God manifests himself. So let's look at this. Let's recap real quick and see where we stand and see where we got to go. So we're going to kind of go backwards here. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. For we did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but a spirit of adoption of God. Sometimes in the past, in the early church, really the Holy Spirit was looked upon as a breath of God. And we see that in the Gospels. Well, remember, we've seen it twice. We even saw it last week, too, where Jesus walks into the locked room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, and the first thing he said, "Peace be with you," and he breathed on them, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And he said, "Peace," again, twice, and he breathed on them. Take this Spirit. Deep breath. Do not fear. What is peace? Peace means no fear. That's important. And really, in the spiritual life, it's very important. There is nothing worse than fear that can stop a person dead in their tracks. We've all experienced it. We've all deal with it. Every day, we have to deal with fear in one way or another. When we get really scared, I freeze up. We all react some. Some of you are screamers, you know, when somebody jumps out behind a door. I'm not really a screamer. I just freeze up. Now, what can happen in life is when we freeze up, we don't move. And that's exactly what the devil wants, is not moving. He wants us in that suspended fear state where nothing happens. We don't move. And we don't breathe. Just hold our breath. Say, "Oh God, let me get through this." And this is exactly how we go through life sometimes. And we just get all knotted up. Fear. Fear makes us say things we should not say. Fear makes us do things we should not do. We hold on. We make judgments. We jump to conclusions. Oh my goodness. Fear is a terrible thing. The Holy Spirit says, "I am with you." Breathe in the peace of God and breathe out that which you retain. Breathe out that unforgiveness. Breathe out that fear. And this is exactly what Jesus means. That's exactly what the Holy Spirit is telling us. Then it goes on. We celebrate also, not only the Holy Spirit, but the Son. Jesus approached his disciples, and in this reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the very end of Matthew, this is the very, very end of Matthew. The disciples have been with Jesus. They've seen him rise. They've seen him after the resurrection. They've talked to him. They've done all of these things. And Jesus says, "Hey, I want y'all to go meet up at this one particular mountain." And they do. They saw him, they worshiped, and they doubted. Even after all of this, the disciples are still, at the end of the Gospels, are still doubting. And guess what? That means we do too. Fear makes us doubt. And to be a Christian sometimes means, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not. We do doubt. But that doesn't seem to bother Jesus at all. He doesn't even talk about it to them. He doesn't even correct them or get mad at all. He doesn't even deal with it. Then Jesus says, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So now, you guys, go therefore and make disciples. So Jesus says, don't sit down and just think about things. Go and make. Jesus wants us to be people of action. So the Holy Spirit comes, relieves us of our fear, and when we are relieved of our fear, then we can follow Jesus by going, which means we have the courage to go out there and actually put into practice what Jesus wants us to do. That is, forgive one another and be kind and compassionate to one another. Be kind. Now, the world is not necessarily kind, and it's going to put us to the test. Yes, we're going to get hurt. Yes, we're all sorts of bad things are going to happen to us. But Jesus says, no matter what, go and make. Just don't sit on your back ends. Don't do that. Nothing will happen. If we sit in the room all the time, nothing will happen. As a matter of fact, Jesus judges us on what we do out there. And that's frustrating. I'd rather Jesus judge me on what I do right in here. Come on, Jesus. You know I've said so many masses. You know I've said so many rosaries and said so many Our Fathers. Come on, judge me on that. Jesus said, You come in here to say the Mass. You come in here to say your rosaries. That's important. But what makes it important is because we get strengthened to go back out there. And then when we get tired out there, we come back in here to get strengthened and then go back out and come back in. Always, always the revolving door. We can never, ever stop. We got to keep going. Keep praying and keep doing. Well, for why? To deal with the Father. The last part of the Trinity. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When He marked out the vaults over the face of the deep, God is saying, I was there. I am everything to everybody. That is most, most important. And he goes on to say, you must keep God's statutes and commandments that I enjoin on you, that you and your children after you may prosper. So God the Father says, you've heard from the Son and you've heard from the Holy Spirit, and this is what I command you to do. Keep my laws so that you may prosper. Now, unfortunately, when we look at that word prosper, we're thinking about, like I think about, I'm thinking about money. I want money. I want money, money, money. And my life would be a lot better if I had more money. At least I think it would. I would certainly make a good try of it. We all would. Prosper. Unfortunately, in our society, prospering means money. This is not what God the Father is talking about, unfortunately. Prospering means that we are on good terms with the world and with one another. We're on good terms. Not going around angry, not complaining all the time. Oh, this is terrible, this is terrible. Our government's terrible, my neighbors are terrible. You know, this is terrible. They're not driving anymore. Television's terrible. Oh, my goodness. We can just go down the line. Angry. All the time. We're not on good terms then with the world. And we're not on good terms because we are not keeping God's commandments. Well, what is that? That's going out and being good to one another. Not expecting the world to get better so that I can be better. There's the difference. Oh my goodness, is this hard? Because this is how I'm thinking a lot. And this is a terrible way. And this is when God the Father gets angry. I will be more better, excuse the poor grammar, when the world gets more better. If they all make an effort, well, I'll try to make an effort, knowing good and well they ain't going to make no effort. So I use the excuse, well, why should I try to get better when they aren't getting better? Why should I forgive when they ain't forgiven? And today, God the Father says quite clearly, I have given you the Holy Spirit to relieve you from fear. I have given you my Son to teach you how to go out into the world. Now, if you want to be on good terms with the world and you want to prosper, today we leave this church, follow those commands, and you know what? Things will be all right.